Manx Radio's update with Andy Wint.
Fast am I. Good evening. It's 5:30. This is Update for Thursday, 2nd of December 2021 from Manx Radio. 30 minutes to look at the latest news from the Isle of Man and background to that news. Sport, business, Sea Watch, travel updates and the newsmakers in person tonight. A death confirmed and another 128 cases. 843 active cases of COVID, 5 in Nobles, nobody in ICU. Christmas parties cancelled, not our fault, say the government. The minister says the public's lost faith in the Liverpool ferry terminal. Elective surgery resumes next week. A £40 million residential development by the Sulby River. An entry into the parish walk is now open.
Man Benham for all your business and legal needs.
First of all, at 29 minutes before 6, the update news headlines. First to my Simon Richardson.
First to my, another COVID-19 related death has been confirmed on the Isle of Man. It brings the total number of fatalities since the start of the pandemic to 67. The information has been released as part of the latest public health surveillance report. Meanwhile, 128 new cases of COVID have been recorded on the island. It brings the total number of active cases to 843. 5 people who have the virus are in Nobles Hospital. There's no one in intensive care. The origin of 31 of the newly recorded cases is currently pending investigation. £9 million of support is being offered to island businesses in light of continuing pressures caused by COVID-19. The Economic Recovery Group will provide £3,000 grants to businesses in a number of sectors, which suffer a 25% downturn between December and March next year. Further afield, the stepmom of a 6-year-old boy has been found guilty of his murder and his dad convicted of his manslaughter. Arthur Labinio Hughes died from a brain injury inflicted by Emma Tustin at home in Solihull last June. He'd suffered months of cruel abuse. And Angela Merkel says unvaccinated people in Germany could be barred from non-essential businesses if the latest wave of COVID infections isn't broken. The Chancellor's proposing jabs be made mandatory, with the rules coming to effect in February. Those are the headlines. I'll be back with more news at 6.
Man Benham. Contact with us by phone, video call, email or face-to-face. We're happy to connect with you. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Jeremiah, thank you, Simon. From the Ronald's Way Met Office, there is a warning for strong winds at times in the North Irish Sea on the Isle of Man this evening. Rain will arrive soon on a decreasing north or northwest wind. Overnight minimum 6 Celsius. The mountain road's okay tonight. The Benmacree safely on the link span. For tomorrow, Friday, Johenia cloudy, mostly dry, with a moderate locally fresh westerly, highest temperature 10 Celsius, down to 6 through the night. Into Saturday, Jasan, sunshine and heavy blustery showers. On a strong northwest wind, daytime maximum is 8 degrees. Tight on the way back in, high waters at 16 minutes to 10 tonight, low water 13 minutes past 4 a.m. Sunrise tomorrow morning, 16 minutes past 8, and the morning high tide at 5 past 10.
Visit the Manx Glass and Glazing website and get your instant quote online, manxglass.com.
Another COVID-19 related death has been confirmed on the Isle of Man. It brings the total number of fatalities since the start of the pandemic to 67. And 128 cases of coronavirus have been recorded. Here's Simon back with some detail.
The latest positive tests take the total number of active cases to 843. There are 5 people in Nobles Hospital with the virus, the same number as yesterday, and no one is in intensive care. The origin of 31 of the newly recorded cases is said to be pending investigation. 453 people are awaiting their test results, and a further 150 are booked in for tests tomorrow. Meanwhile, the 111 COVID phone line continues to receive a high volume of calls. People are being asked to only ring the team if it's necessary.
The Enterprise Minister's denied government is to blame for the surge of businesses cancelling their Christmas parties. Hospitality businesses across the Isle of Man have been hit with cancellations following the COVID-19 media briefing last Sunday in response to the Omicron variant. Dr. Allenson says he still wants people to go out.
I completely understand the businesses on the Isle of Man are facing incredibly challenging times, but that is not just the Isle of Man. The entire world is facing this. We had the announcement by Boris Johnson on Saturday, and that had ripple effects right across the British Isles. So I know that certain large corporations have cancelled all their Christmas dues, wherever they may be held, whether that's here or Jersey and Guernsey, and right across the United Kingdom, and we're part of that. But also the whole idea of a new variant has created a degree of apprehension and probably fear in people at a very uncertain time anyway. So I think there's been a whole combination of effects. What government's role now is to listen to business, try to support business through this difficult period, but also support the general population as well as we get towards Christmas.
What would you say in really sort of simple terms, if someone's had their Christmas party cancelled and they're unsure about whether to go out? So you want people to be safe, but you also want local businesses not to suffer in a time of the year where they're most dependent to get them through the quieter parts in January. What would you say to people to stay safe but also support local businesses?
I mean, a lot of the large company dues have been cancelled, but there are still groups of people who work together where have a chat with each other, decide to go out to celebrate Christmas together in a safe way. You might want to eat and drink outside at one of the establishments we have right across our country. You might really want to do a test beforehand and wear masks on the way there and back, but enjoy yourself. The risk of getting coronavirus is still incredibly low. We're a population of over 85,000 people. Yes, we do have a large number of cases, but in proportion, that's still relatively small. So there is far more of a chance of not getting coronavirus than getting coronavirus.
This is the most listened to Isle of Man news source. And Manx Radio's Update is the Isle of Man's most downloaded news podcast.
Last night on Update, you heard the cost of the new ferry terminal in Liverpool has spiralled out of control. Today, the infrastructure minister says the public's lost faith in the project. Tim Crookall, MHK, will ask Timwell to approve a further £32 million, taking the total cost of the landing stage to more than £70 million.
What started off as £25 million, then went to £38 million. We knew then it was going to jump by another £14 to £52 million. And here we are now, I'm having to come to Timwell for £71 million, near as damn it. And the public haven't been kept appraised of what's going on, if you like. Anybody outside of Timwell didn't know, and my manifesto said it was likely to look at £50 or £60 million. And here we are, I'm having to come to Timwell for 70. I'm not happy about that at all.
What mistakes then do you think have been made to this point?
I'm not sure what the mistakes are, except for obviously, COVID, which is not a mistake, it's an enhanced cost. Materials as a result of COVID have gone up phenomenally. There was agreement in the contract that there would be certain things that, as and when we found them, that the department would be responsible for. Vis-a-vis the taxpayer would be responsible for. One of those is the scour protection for the wall. We've got to protect that wall from the damage that the boat is likely to do from the jets or from the propellers. That is now a known cost, which it wasn't in July. So all those things have added up and now we're at 70 plus million.
Looking at the actual physical aspects of the area, you mentioned obviously scour protection there, that it is complicated. It's to do with stability of the sandstone bedrock, isn't it? Are you actually sure that this is the right location for it, given all these complications that have been arising?
I think there was a few places looked at. It was out of my hands. I wasn't around at the time as to the location, and I certainly wasn't involved. Yes, I think people were asked, and they said they wanted to be as close as possible to the city centre. We're probably 800 metres just further out than where we were before. So location-wise, I think it is still the right location. But it's the cost more than anything that is just, getting to people. And I totally understand that.
Elective surgery will resume at Nobles Hospital next week after staffing shortages saw operations cancelled. Manx Cares confirmed it'll open an additional theatre to re-establish the typical level of operations expected across the winter period. Tessa Hawley.
In October, elective or planned surgery at Nobles Hospital was stopped, the reason given as a result of the ongoing shortage of specialist theatre staff due to unfilled vacancies and sickness absence. Only urgent, emergency and trauma surgery was maintained, along with cancer surgery, some diagnostic procedures and those that required a local anaesthetic. However, from Monday, Manx Care will open an additional theatre for day case procedures, but with the caveat that the level of planned elective operations is only of that normally seen in winter time. The health body says the hospital typically reduces capacity anyway over the winter months to account for the increased pressure across the system. Meanwhile, Manx Care says it's now refocused its recruitment activity to address some of its staffing shortages, a situation which it says isn't unique to the island. Over the last month, a number of new specialists have taken up positions, including three respiratory medicine consultants, a consultant radiologist, and a consultant anaesthetist. Manx Care says it's also looking to specialist centres in the UK for help to focus on the reduction of the waiting lists by securing extra capacity and offering patients the option of travelling for their operations. This, it says, is an interim measure to tackle the single biggest risk currently facing the organisation.
Sea Watch with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company.
19 minutes before 6, Ben McCree left Heysham at 18 minutes to 2 this afternoon. She got into the doctors at about half an hour ago, now on the links, Ben, leaving this evening at 7.45, arriving in Heysham at 11:30, the overnight departure 1:45 a.m. and back to Douglas at 5:30, out tomorrow morning to Heysham at 8:45.
Like the Steam Packet on Facebook for the latest sailing information.
Plans have been unveiled for a £40 million residential development on a floodplain on the banks of the Sulby River in Ramsey. Sarah Hendy.
Flood analysis shows the area to be at risk of high tidal flooding, an issue highlighted by Ramsey MHK Dr. Alex Allenson.
One of the key considerations, obviously, when you're having a residential development in this area is the flood risk, but also the proportion of these homes that will be affordable. One of the positives of this scheme, though, is the through road, because there's lots of residents further up who have been faced with increased traffic because of new developments. So I'm very interested in knowing more about this development, which actually could regenerate that part of the island.
Planner for the project, Richard Coutts, says sensitivity to the local environment is a key design focus, and he's confident that the proposal is watertight.
This is all about placemaking and opening up a site which essentially has been cut off to the public for a long period of time. We're working with local ecologists and other experts to ensure that the landscaping is sensitively curated. I do a lot of work with developing sort of floodproof homes and mitigation measures, and we can give you the assurances that people on this site will be able to maintain or to get hold of insurance. In the event of even, you know, an extreme flood, these houses will remain dry, will remain safe.
Manx Radio Business Briefing.
At 17 minutes before 6, Channel Islands-based investment management company Brooks McDonald's launching an Isle of Man office with an exchange office in Athol Street. The business is part of Brooks McDonald International and will play a role in expanding the firm's relationships with clients and intermediaries and supporting growth ambitions in Europe, the Middle East and Africa. The Upmost Groups completed the acquisition of Quilter International from Quilter PLC. As a result, Quilter International will become part of Upmost International, the life assurance division within the group. The operational integration of the businesses can now begin, a process that they reckon will take between 12 and 18 months.
The Stock Market Report, brought to you by Ramsey Crookall.
UK and European stocks pulled back in another volatile trading session as concerns persisted over the Omicron COVID variant. US stocks rose, oil rose, as well as investors adjusted positions ahead of an OPEC Plus decision over supply policy. Oil eased as investors bet the US Fed would taper its bond purchases. In corporate news, cybersecurity firm Darktrace tumbled as it emerged it'll be relegated to the FTSE 250 in the next quarterly reshuffle. Oil giants Shell and BP were among the top performers, even as oil fell after that OPEC Plus confirmation they'd agreed to lift output in January as planned. The details from London now. The FTSE 100 closed down 0.5% at 7,129. The DAX in Frankfurt down 1.3% at 15,263. In New York City, the Dow Jones Industrial up 0.6% at 34,573. The Nasdaq Tech Stocks Index up 0.3%, currently at 15,295, and the S&P 500 up just over 1% at 4,561. In the exchange markets, the British pound sterling, currently worth $1.33, and €1.17.6. And finally, gold down 0.8% at $1,766 per troy ounce, and a barrel of Brent crude oil up 0.9% at $69.50.
With the volatility of global stock markets and the uncertainty of the new normal, You'd be forgiven for thinking now is not the time to be investing. Well, think again. Times like these offer opportunities to take advantage of lower prices and to benefit from future recovery. Make your new normal an investment in the future. Ramsey Krikor, investment specialists and members of the London Stock Exchange. Call 717171 or visit ramseycrookall.com for more information. Licensed and regulated by the Isle of Man Financial Services Authority.
If you have a news story for Manx Radio to investigate and report, email newsroom@manxradio.com or call 682 631 any time of day or night.
14 minutes to 6. Good evening. Thanks for joining Manx Radio. Entries have opened for the 2022 Parish Walk. It'll take place on Saturday, the 18th of June next year. Some new environmental initiatives will be introduced aimed at reducing the event's carbon footprint. As the race director, Ray Cox.
One of the initiatives that we're announcing for the entries opening would be to have a tree for tea. So in other words, if any entrant declines to have a sports shirt, which is part of the entry package, well, the Parish Walk will donate £5 in lieu to the Isle of Man Woodland Trust. And this £5 would cover the cost of a sapling and a stake and a protective covering. So in other words, a tree can be planted. The whole water plastics is a huge issue. And inevitably, there's going to be a degree of plastic use in the Parish Walk. That's something that I don't think we'll ever get away from. But we're looking to reduce that significantly this year by having reusable cups. So these are a very unique non-PVC type cup that's compressible, can be pushed into your pocket, it can be clipped onto your waistband, and will withstand taking a cup of water, which we will have then water dispensed from big jugs and dispensers in our feed station.
Why do you think the Parish Walk holds such a big place in the Isle of Man community each year?
Well, I think when you come and participate in it, there is a certain atmosphere and aura about the Parish Walk that is absolutely unique. It is a tremendously Manx event. And, you know, I think the people of the Isle of Man have taken the Parish Walk to heart. And when you're walking around and you have all those people outside their houses cheering you on, offering you a cup of tea, having sweets on tables at the end of their drive and whatever, it really is a fantastic experience. And I think when you sample that, then you really want to come back and do it again and again.
Manx Radio Sport, driven by Rex Motor Company. Find your dream car by visiting rexmotorcompany.in today or find us on Facebook.
Fastamire, Rhiann Evans.
Fastamire, very good evening to you. Well, in the world of athletics, cross country is back this week with the third round of the Law Trust Cross Country League taking place on Sunday afternoon. That is Sunday the 5th of December. The action gets underway at Portici Meadow in Douglas. Full information will be posted on the Isle of Man Athletics website and Facebook pages soon, and you'll be able to find the links to those pages at manxradio.com on our sports page. There is a warm-up for Sunday's event for the school-age athletes on today, with the Interschools Cross Country Championships also taking place at Portici on a slightly different course. And tonight, Northern AC have the third round of the Ramsey Fireman's Run Series. Finally, look out for an announcement this week regarding the opening of entries for the Easter Festival. It is all go in the world of athletics. And it's also a busy time for the national netball squads as well. After recently taking on Wales in a three-match test series, a group of 14 is travelling to compete away this weekend in Glasgow. The Manx Rams development team will take on Scotland under-21s, and the Manx Rams senior squad will go head-to-head with 13th in the world, Barbados, in a single test match. More information can be found on the Isle of Man Netball Facebook page.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Quayside Tyres and Service Centre.
Logan Air's inbound 5:35 from Manchester came in 4 minutes early. The next departure from the island is the 6:10 Logan Air patron transfer plane to Liverpool, and that'll be coming back in this evening at 8:10. Just those movements tonight at Ronald's Way. On the roads, temporary lights in Glenmay on the main road through the village near the waterfall car park turn for resurfacing, temporary lights on Station Road in Colby for resurfacing, and temporary lights in Greba still 24 hours a day to the end of the year for the Highlander St Trinian's area surface water drainage. In Douglas, Queen Street and a short stretch of North Quay are closed for demolition of the former Newsons building, which has become unsafe. Temporary lights in Laxey 24 hours a day on the main road between Rensall Hill and the Baldoon Road for sewer work. And because of this, the bottom of Rensall Hill is closed till the end of the week each day between 9:15 and 6. Just bear that in mind for tomorrow. In Laxey, Minorca Hill, two bottom ends closed for drainage work, diversion via Glen Road. In Sulby, temporary lights on the main road for that wall repair by Sulby Bridge. Temporary lights in Kirkmichael for that new pedestrian crossing. Temporary lights in Port Erin for the upper promenade for drainage installation. And Pullrose Bridge still closed till, it should be open for TT next year.
Quayside Tyres and Service Centre Club Card has over £400 worth of saving for your whole family. Get more with
Staff absence within Island schools is being managed internally. The message from the Education, Sport and Culture Minister, who says it's a key priority to put students in front of teachers. This week, 5 year groups at Castle Rushen High School have had face-to-face teaching cancelled due to sickness. Julie Edge, MHK, says the problem isn't being replicated elsewhere.
It's down to the internal management of the school and, you know, the advice that what we've requested from them is 24 hours notice. With regards to any possible escalation of a situation. But the number of staff absent is not necessarily a trigger. It's obviously distribution of roles and responsibilities within each school as well. So, and each school environment could have staff absences in different areas. It's not always just teaching. It could be education support staff. There's a wide mix of staff within our schools.
Outside of Castle Rushen, are there any other areas around the island where you're particularly concerned about staff levels right now?
Not that I've been made aware of, and certainly, we would be made aware of that. And it's just something that the department just needs to keep monitoring in conjunction with our head teachers and trying to make sure that we've got our students in front of teachers, which is the key priority.
Is this going to be the situation now throughout winter as a whole, do you think?
Well, obviously, we were all aware that, obviously with winter viruses, it's not just COVID. There's all sorts of viruses that we were aware could impact this winter. I know there's been norovirus around as well. So it's a variety of reasons and it just needs to be managed once the situation is known, and as I say, that can change daily.
The Isle of Man in 30 minutes. Update on Manx Radio with Andy Wint.
Well, a Manx superstar sadly is no longer with us. Staff at the Currocks Wildlife Park are mourning the loss of their most famous red panda. Kush has died at the age of 8. It's not yet known the exact cause of Kush's death. Amy Griffith's been finding out more from the Wildlife Park's general manager, Kathleen Graham.
We always used to call Kush our poster boy because he was an exceptionally good looking panda, and he often appears on a lot of our promotional material and photographs. And I think when he escaped, obviously that kind of captured people's imagination, but he just kind of almost had an alter ego really, didn't he? And he was a big favourite with staff, volunteers and of course our visitors.
And so what do we know of what's happened to Kush?
Yeah, it's always really difficult when they pass away younger than you expect. Normally animals in our care live a lot longer than they would in the wild. We could have expected Kush to go to at least 12. You know, anything over 12 years old is considered old for a panda. So 8 is still really in his prime. So when keepers noticed he was wobbly, we knew there was something wrong and we had to investigate. There's a few suspects, if you like, but there's quite a lot of tests and samples and things like that will need to be done.
And how long will it take to get those post-mortem results back?
You know, samples have to be sent off for histology and pathology, and that takes a little while. So we'd normally say a couple of weeks, but it can take longer.
How have the staff reacted to his passing?
A bit shocked. It is one of those ones you go, oh, not Kush. And obviously, it's the highs and the lows you experience when you look after animals, but it's still hard to take at times. So, you know, a little bit somber, but they're a great professional team, and you need to get on and look after the animals that are still very much alive and needing your care. So that can always help perk you up a bit. But yeah, naturally a bit sad and a bit down today.
Some of the stories we didn't get to tonight: people are being urged to take lateral flow tests before socialising in the festive season, and government's going to make changes to the Isle of Man's electoral process in good time for the next general election following the Commonwealth Parliamentary Association's overseeing of September's vote. And you can catch all the news 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at manxradio.com and also via the free Manx Radio app. Updates compiled from the resources of Manx Radio's news department. Thanks to newsreader Simon Richardson, producer Chanel Suku. If you have a comment on the news agenda, you got a story you think we should be covering, or you just want to say hello from near or far, then email update at manxradio.com. Remember to like us on Facebook, follow Manx Radio on Twitter, and subscribe to the Manx Radio YouTube channel. Stick around after the news at 6. Tammy Gindis with Howie and Beth. Some light classical music tonight with Maurice Powell after 9 and Rihanna after 10 tonight. W.I.